From NPR and WBUR Boston, I'm Robin Young.
I'm Jeremy Hobson. It's Here and Now. In a moment, what happened at the Great Barrier Reef? The U.S. Navy said it had to drop four bombs in a protected marine area to avoid hitting boats.
Okay, we'll have that. But we start in East Cleveland, Ohio, where murder charges were formally filed today against 35-year-old Michael Madison in the case of three bodies found over the weekend. At a press conference, East Cleveland's Mayor Gary Norton read the charges.
One count of aggravated murder in the death of Angela Deskins. Angela Deskins was a resident of Cleveland. Angela Deskins was believed to be 38 years old.
Madison was also charged with kidnapping Angela Deskins and with the murder and kidnapping of the two other women whose bodies have not yet been identified. Bill Rice is associate editor at Here Now, contributors at network station WCPN. Bill, you were at both the press conference and at the arraignment. Did the suspect, the man charged, did he have any response?
He had very little response. He remained pretty stoic there in the courtroom as the judge rattled off the charges, which were three counts of aggravated murder and three counts of kidnapping. And he was asked a couple of questions as to whether or not he understood the charges against him. He was asked whether he wanted to invoke his right to a preliminary hearing. His attorney waived that. His case was remanded to the county court.
Well, the mayor said that if he'd been on the loose for even one more hour, it would have put people in danger. Pretty provocative. Who is Michael Madison?
Well, Michael Madison, from what we know of him, is a 35-year-old man. He lives in Cleveland, not East Cleveland. And in his neighborhood, he's fairly well known. I don't know if we've really identified anybody who was close to him, but he was well known in the neighborhood, known to have been seen often walking up and down streets. He's been seen approaching and talking to women on the street.
Yeah.
But other than that, nobody's really taken all that much notice of his comings and goings and exactly what he's been doing.
Well, we understand he did serve prison time. There was an attempted rape charge. And we also heard that he reportedly told authorities there might be more bodies. What more have you heard of that?
We have heard very little more of that. What the authorities have said is that he told police something, and I encapsulate that in quotes, something that indicated that there might be other bodies, that he might have committed other crimes against women.
Well, other reports that he actually was an admirer of Anthony Sowell. People there remember this well. In 2009, he was arrested after a woman escaped from his home, and police found the bodies of 11 women there, a serial killer. And then, of course, we have the recent story that rocked Cleveland of the three women who were found to be held hostage in a home. So how are people responding, first of all, to this news that Michael Madison, who, again, was just charged today, obviously going to be tried, but that he reportedly admired this previous serial killer, and they've just had this other hostage-taking story?
Well, I think there's going to be a little time to be taken to digest all of this on the part of the community. Yes, we've had some horrendous cases here over the last several years. Anthony Sowell, you mentioned, and Ariel Castro, who was just arrested and charged for kidnapping the three women. Around the community of Cleveland and East Cleveland and surrounding suburbs, there's a lot of community buzz about how people need to be more attentive to their neighborhoods and more inquisitive about their neighbors, not necessarily nosy to the point of being intrusive, but to just be aware of what's going on in the neighborhood, who's there and what they're doing and how they're interacting with the community. I suspect we're going to see a lot more discussion as this case unfolds along those lines.
Yeah. Bill Rice, associate editor at Here Now, contributor network station WCPN in Cleveland. Bill, thanks so much.
You're so welcome.